You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Great guest once again today, Dr. David Ruta, Bell and Sports Medicine foot and ankle physician. We literally, before he left, we said, we're going to have a show. 1 hour we're having him on.
And what he's going to bring in the x-ray machine. We're going to actually do some x-rays on your supposed bone spur.
Are we and, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Ooh. Yeah.
No, we won't do that.
Oh, that would have been fun.
That'd be fascinating radio, don't you think?
Going Dennis, see what I have to deal with
Sam. Send the $5,000.
You should see these screws. You should see these screws he puts into people.
Oh, I've seen them.
It's unbelievable.
I've seen some stuff, man.
Right from the hardware store. They look exactly like... Yeah. It just,
they leave them in. Yeah.
Titanium, they leave them in. And he goes, look, they don't... Anyway.
Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council. Great things going on Memorial Day weekend in Outagamie County. And now Zachary Pate, Little Hearts, Big Minds. What a fantastic organization. And Zachary, like I gave you a little heads up how we do this. My first thing is, where does the passion come from? Jim's thing is, how do you keep the lights on? And Dennis' thing is, what do you think of the glam band? So hey, there we go.
Before you get to my question, I just want to say, starting at the youth is where we need to start a lot of things in this country.
I just think
all you do, we'll get to the programs, but yeah, take Johnny first.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Who you are, where you're from, what you're doing.
I'm Zachary Pate. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. I'm one
Todd used to work
10.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You might have listened to him on the radio.
Okay.
Thanks for flying in for our show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Thank you so much.
Boy, are his arms tired.
Yeah.
But I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, and I'm one of 10 children from my mom. She passed away in 2020, unfortunately.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. But my passion for helping kids just come from the big family that I come from, raising a lot of my nieces and nephews as a little kid. But going through a lot of trials and tribulations back home in Jackson, Mississippi, I didn't graduate high school in
Mississippi. It's a tough town, isn't it?
It really is. And when I was blessed to be a part of this program that brought me to New Franklin, Wisconsin, I stayed with John and Julie Ringer. They're my family. They pretty much adopted me when I was 16, 17 years old, coming out of Jackson, Mississippi with no path, no plan, no structure. And then I moved up here and they had all of that. And it really just taught me how to believe in myself a little more than what I had back home. Not that I didn't have that. It was just a little different environment. My environment was a little bit more chaotic than what we probably wanted it to be. But the passion just comes from seeing kids every day and making sure that they don't make some of the same mistakes that I made.
So what's it like to make the transition from not knowing what your next day is going to bring, you know, mentally, physically, the going from not having a background or something to fall back on to finding a family that's got that, that has a direction for you. What is it like for you mentally to give in to that and accept that and allow that into yourself to be able to move on, make, you know, good decisions for yourself down the road? I mean, what was it like for you?
Because there seems there's a fine line between you could have slipped one way or the other, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And the person's got to make their mind up which way they're going to go. They can fight that or they can give in to
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I would say it was definitely a fight because I moved here in 2009 and I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I always tell the kids that I work with that I feel like I had a Jackson, Mississippi mindset in New Franklin, Wisconsin, not Green Bay. But New Franklin, out of all places, I went to Luxembourg Casco for a year where I had amazing teachers, Miss Debbie Marcel, Debbie DeRocher. They really helped spark a lot of that belief that I really didn't have, that I was fighting and struggling with every day. You know, like I want to go home, but I knew home wasn't the best place for a young man like myself. Mm-hmm. At that time with the mind frame that I had.
Sure.
So, you know, it took me till I started working at the Salvation Army Croc Center, to be honest with you. once I started working with kids, I knew right then that was going to change my life.
That's awesome, man.
It is. I want to learn a little bit more about your organization, Little Hearts, Big Minds. The programs you offer, there's one that really jumps out at me, and that's mm-hmm. that just youth empowerment. I think kids lack that, even if they can't, even some of them that grew up in halfway decent homes still. You know what I'm saying? It's not mm-hmm. it's not everybody that's from.
Right.
So tell me how you get connected with this. Do you run this, or you talked about the Salvation Army? Tell me how this works in our community.
So I started my nonprofit. I was homeless at St. John's Homeless Shelter. And Tony Pickler, his daughter, Megan, they helped me establish my nonprofit. It was a non-stock nonprofit. And basically what I wanted to do to start with was just give back. I knew I wanted to give back. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of money, but being from down south, the best way to give back is to throw barbecues. So I used to do like back to school giveaways. I did Christmas giveaways. And that led me to working at a wonderful place called Advocates for Healthy Transitional Living, where that really transitioned to the business mindset of I want to work with at-risk youth every day, simply because the youth that we work with, you see yourself in a lot of them. I may not come from what they come from. They may not come from what I come from, but I believe that our stories and the way that we can bounce off of each other is what it really breaks the barriers of, oh, well, I'm a black guy in Wisconsin, or, you know, you're a white student learning from me, where it's, I'm a human, you're a human. I bleed just like you. I cry just like you. When I go to the restroom, nothing about me is any different than you are. You know, so when I'm able to really build a relationship that's solid with a kid that, you know, has nobody they can really depend on. Our program is, you know, we do mentoring through football, basketball, EA gaming. We have our SEL, social emotional learning program, that's in all levels mm-hmm. of the Algoma School District, in the middle and high school in Kewaunee. And we did 12 weeks in the Washington Middle School here in Green Bay.
So this nonprofit is your organization?
Absolutely.
Okay. And how does one, I mean, your programs are great. You just rattled off a few of them, but there's even more. You have these mm-hmm. 36 week things. How does someone get connected with you? Are they referred from the school counselor, or are you, and is it a lot of one-on-one counseling, or do you have group activity?
So we do one-on-one counseling. We do group counseling, but it's really mentoring, and it's really about the relationships. How they would get connected through us, they could get referred through school, whether they're on IEP programs, or if they just a teacher, or any school body official that feels like they have a youth that needs mentoring, they can refer them to our program. So that's where the LHBM Legacy, our for-profit, comes in. And that's where we work at.
Go ahead, Todd.
I just wanted to say this, because we had Zachary scheduled on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he wasn't able to make it because he just had a baby.
I did.
Oh, all right.
Thank you so much. Baby Zoe. Baby Zoe.
Zoe.
Phenomenal.
Oh, nice
Zoe.
Name.
That's fantastic. Cool name.
And you came all the way up from?
Janesville
this morning.
Wow.
To be on the show. So
thank you.
That's how dedicated this
guy is. So what is your home base now?
My home base now is Janesville.
Okay.
But this all started in Green Bay. Okay. I travel back and forth to Green Bay just about every day.
So had to get up
from Janesville to Green Bay every day?
Every day.
I hope Zoe's sleeping through the night.
Not yet.
I know.
You're going to need some local help around here. I can tell you that right now.
It's great, though, Dennis. I mean, what he does is phenomenal.
You're talking earlier about kids having problems. I mean, it's the struggle's the same. You know, struggle is struggle at that particular age. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. You're still going through the same mental aspects of it. Doesn't matter who you are. So you have that experience, and you can glean onto somebody else, and they can learn from you. I think that's an incredible thing that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And it's so much different, like you were saying. I mean, it's almost like with Tim Cody, who we just had here from the Veterans Council.
Sure.
And he was talking about, you know, what can we do for veterans? And he goes, you know, people try, basically, you know, but sometimes it's veteran to veteran. Mm-hmm. Like somebody like yourself would relate more. And somebody like yourself, it's not like, okay, you know, I went to Xavier High School, and then I went to Marquette University, and I got my degree, and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm going to tell you disadvantaged kids who have no home life, yada yada. How to change?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Were you Jackson, Mississippi? Like the saying goes, last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night. Right. That's. Right. I mean, that's the environment you grew up in. So whatever stories they have, you can sit there and say, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You know, I think the biggest thing is we use crutches so much that they really enable us to be paralyzed when it comes to our situations. And I really teach kids to, you know, crutches is okay for rehabilitation, but after that, you got to walk on your own. You got to learn how to be an individual that's sustainable. You got to learn how to be an individual that not only relies on yourself, but, you know, people have their own lives. People have things that they go through every single day. You know, no matter whether they come from a two-parent household, single-parent household, grandmother, you know, everybody's going through something. So whether we use those crutches or not, it's to really benefit us to, you know, pick us up when we're down, not to keep us down, you know, in a way. So I really try to get the kids off the crutches and to be independent.
I'm sure you have no problem finding kids that need this because they do. What about the other side? You're looking for mentors. I mean, how can people help you? I understand financially, we'll get to that later, but I want to talk about just the time. You know, there's other programs, right? There's Big Brothers, Big Sisters. There's things that people can work on. Yours is a little bit different because it's more encompassing. Mm-hmm. Do you need people to help you on that level?
Absolutely. We need mentors for sure. And the biggest thing is we need mentors who care more about the relationships than anything, because we meet kids who, you know, they really don't have a clear path or a clear mindset on what they want to do in life. I feel like social media, our phones, music, entertainment, even sports, it's a big crutch in itself because that's really all we want to do. Yet, you know, every few years when politics comes around or anything that happens, you know, we have kids who they want to voice these opinions, but they really don't know. They really don't do the research. They really don't use the phones to their advantage where, you know, you have a pile of information that you can use. So we really try to bring in people that truly, truly care about the relationship and how to, you know, build those no matter what.
And that's something I talked to you about a little bit before we went on the air. Jim and I always, you know, we want to know inside where it comes from versus just getting a paycheck from this organization or that organization or whatever. When it's right from the heart, those are the kind of people we really try to back.
Absolutely.
And the kind of people he's looking
exactly.
for.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So an age, do you have an age group that you a little bit more focused on or where are you at with that?
So we usually work with kids anywhere between 5 and 17, but we don't stop at 17 because I still have great relationships and connections with youth that has went on and graduated from Waukee, which is way up north.
Yeah. Well, that's almost like Jackson, Mississippi.
So you know no what? I'm a real local in Waukee. So
well, I'm sure you are. He's in town. So oh, yeah. That's wow.
We're going to set our quick break. This is great, great stuff. Zachary Pate, Little Hearts, Big Minds. Dennis Peters is here with us. We got the music segment coming up. We want to talk more about Zachary Pate and the great things he's doing in this community. Back after this.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh yeah, free ticket Friday. Your chance to win tickets to go see the Brew Crew with all the details. It's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, we get to actually read it this music. Time.
Oh, now we get to say something.
Yeah, we
yes.
get to read it. Wow. Okay. Won't do it as good as
I'm being graced this morning. I'm giving you guys grace.
Grace.
Why is the floor wet, Todd?
I don't know,
grace.
Mino.
I'm so excited.
It's a free ticket Friday. It's your chance. Hey, we should put that one on our bingo card.
Oh, yeah.
What one?
We're doing a bingo card for our listeners.
Okay.
With like all the different things we toss up. Every
square
now
is going to be something that we say. And if we say it again, like in Bob, just anyway. And they gave us some yesterday, and it's like, wow, we do say that.
Yeah, gotcha.
So which one do you want to put on? You just said that. Who do you want to put on?
Why is the floor all wet, Todd?
Exactly.
All right.
I got to tell you something else, though, too. Last night, you know what was on again? Naked Gun. Oh, and God. I watched for 5 minutes, and I laughed four times out loud. Just being honest.
Life can be tough, and sometimes you just need that little pick-me-up. And to watch, I like to watch a couple
it's
comedians.
Dumb as hell.
But
sure.
Boy, that but Naked I Gun, laughed. That is so funny.
Yes. It's free ticket Friday. Your chance to win. Free four-pack of Brewer tickets for Tuesday, May 27th against the Red Sox. Here's how you win.
All right. Our keyword is radio. R-A-D-I-O. Radio. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword radio to be entered into the statewide contest.
It's real easy.
Once again, it's radio. Got a chance to text in before 9 a.m. Your next chance after 9 with Matt Nair on air.
There we go. Hey, we're here with a very, very special guest, Zachary Pate, Little Hearts, Big Minds, a program he started himself. You're a very impressive gentleman. You're just very impressive.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And what's the long-term goal? Do you have an ultimate goal? I mean, right now you're mentoring. Let's call it that. And you have a lot of opportunities for these kids. There's, like we talked about, youth empowerment. There's different things, different ages. Do you see this working, or do you have something else you're looking at?
I see it working for the long term, honestly, based off of the relationships that we not only have with the youth, but the parents, as well as the school districts and the, social workers and caseworkers that we work with. But our long-term goal is to, we believe in community centers, but we really want a family center. And the reason why we really want a family center is to go back to that homelessness. There's a large population of homeless youth in our area, really all across the state. There's the great program called Jazz House, Journey to Adult Success, and they work with youth, but with our family center, what we want to do is we want to bring these kids in. We want to offer, science, technology, math, English to these families, as well as, having a place where they can shoot some hoops, play football, play video games, really keep them away from the boardwalk when they don't need to be on the boardwalk sometimes. But this center, I believe, would really curb a lot of the summer
what distractions or I what you're looking I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
They'll look for something, and maybe that something isn't what they should find.
Right. And they'll find it with us because we'll make it fun for them. The whole thing about it is we really build relationships through fun activities. Because most people call it a honeymoon phase once all of that is done and the behaviors ramp up. With us, we really don't see a honeymoon phase at all.
Right.
And we don't see a honeymoon phase because we stay on the honeymoon. We give you a reason to always feel happy, not just because you did something great or you did something wrong. If you did something wrong, it's up to us to process that. But the consequence has to fit, but we also have to I'm a football coach, so if it's a next play mentality, if you drop a ball, I'm giving it right back to you. If you make a mistake, I expect you to get up because, again, you can't fall forever. You can't be on those crutches. I need you to get back up. It's a next play mentality in life, too.
Where are you coach?
I used to be the DB coach at East High School. A couple guys were first team all-conference corners. I used to coach at St. Joe's, a youth program.
Sure.
And now I just do my 707 through FRC, which is a wonderful season. Right.
Phenomenal.
Okay. There's people listening that want to help you.
Okay.
Maybe they want a mentor. Maybe they want to send you some money because you need both.
Right.
So where do we start?
You can find us at LHBM Inc. on Instagram. You can find
LH.
Right. Little Hearts, Big Minds. You can find us on Facebook at LHBM Legacy, LLC. You can also find us on Facebook at Little Hearts, Big Minds. And we also have a website, LHBMLegacyLLC.com.
Do you need anything? I mean, anything else that people could donate or anything like that?
We need to get him some help. He's driving from Janesville every day.
I know, gas cars
crying out loud.
Right.
Honestly, the biggest thing we need is to get into Connect One. Connect One is a really nice resource. It's a central location. It's right out in New Franken, but it's considered Green Bay. And we're trying to we want to use that as our home facility.
I got it.
And we need help getting into Connect One. So if anybody wants to help us out, that'd be great because that'll allow us to establish our after school summer school.
Right.
Program.
I think the glam band should come to New Franklin and do a free concert.
Let's do it.
I'm all about raising money for this cause. Heck yeah.
Yes.
All right.
This is great stuff, man. Really great stuff.
Thanks for doing this. I mean, you could have done a lot of things. And you
thank
stepped
you so
up
much.
I mean, that's cool that you're doing. I love it.
Tell us a little bit about your football background.
Honestly, I didn't play any football. Oh. My mom was afraid of me getting hurt, and she was a single mom. She was paralyzed, so we really had to, you know, take care of the house. Unfortunately, my father was in prison for most of my childhood up until my early adult. So it was really just taking care of the house.
I could just picture some kids saying, oh, you don't understand the problems I've got growing up.
Right.
You'd be like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. You want to talk?
I can top it.
Absolutely.
Good gracious.
Zachary, I'll tell you one thing. I think Zoe's got a phenomenal dad.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I'll tell you that.
Amen to that.
Zachary Paint, Little Hearts, Big Minds. We are 100% behind you. Whatever we can do to help you guys out.
Anything thank you so much. I really got
appreciate
my brother.
You. Stay plugged
thank
in.
Thank you
in.
So
you
very
guys.
Much.
Thank you guys.
Chris Rogowski, Mind on the Mirror live music series with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band coming up next.
If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Once again, Todd, great, great, great job putting together a phenomenal lineup. Dr. David Ruta, Bell and Sports Medicine. Like I said, we're going to devote an hour to him next time. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council. Great things going on in Ottagamie County on the Memorial Day ceremony starting tomorrow morning at the Ottagamie Courthouse. Zachary Pate, just now, Little Hearts, Big Minds. Man, did he win us over?
Man, he's fantastic. Phenomenal.
Fantastic. Now introduce our very special guest, Chris Rogowski, for our live music series. Dennis, take it away.
You just did.
Well, you take it from there.
So, Chris, I was looking you up, sir. Well, not on some of the websites that are out
I'm
there.
I'm on OnlyFans.
you look like you're a happy guy. You must be making a living at it.
As a subscriber or an entertainer?
Yeah. Yes.
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 So I see you're coming in solo today.
Yeah.
You're representing the group. So tell us about your group and why is just you today, doggone it all?
Yeah, well, because everyone has normal jobs and I have...
I'm not harmed by that now. All of a sudden, I feel bad for asking the question.
No, I'm a full-time business owner. I'm a photographer and musician, and that's how I make my money. So I set my own hours, and that's why I'm here at 8:36, and they're at an office job.
Well, that's good, because I said, thanks for getting up early. He goes, I'm up at 6 or 5 or whatever you said.
It's I feel better
for
now.
A musician? Well, now I know why.
It's good to be king.
Right?
Yes. When he said that, I said, you come on, be honest. You haven't gone to bed yet.
Yeah, I kind of got like 5.5 hours of sleep.
One eye, when I closed, one eye open, and one foot on the brake, and one on the gas.
Exactly.
That's about the size of it. Yeah.
So how'd you find us? How'd you get to the show? How'd you get here?
Sarah Rosenberg actually told me about
it. She's our great friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said, they're looking for someone. Email them right now. And I went, oh, okay. Let me get on it.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Well, you know, blame Facebook.
Well, I always want to know, just on a very general, how are things in the music scene? How are you feeling like the community's connected?
I think things are really going good in the music scene, especially in Green Bay. I feel like it's making a comeback after, you know, 10, 15 years of junk for a while. It's really starting to make a comeback, and especially after COVID, now things are really picking up.
Right.
You know,
he was mayor for 16 of those 15.
I know.
No.
16 of those 15.
Come on, this guy.
Oh yeah, I had that backwards.
What were you saying?
I said, you were mayor for 16 of those 15 years.
Back it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Took a year off.
Yeah, right.
But no, I think the city has done a good job.
Oh, yeah.
I can take a little credit for this. Of more venues to play.
Oh, completely.
And you need that. You need that at the city deck. You need that at parks and bad shells.
But part of that is just the bars cleaning up.
And the bars. Yes.
Jim and I were talking before the show.
That's a good point.
Our area right here, which is fantastic, we were talking about.
It wasn't always this way.
True of that.
No. I remember actually playing down at.
Say it. You can do it.
I know.
I'm teasing.
I'm trying to remember. It's too early. No, it was Liquid 8. And you know where Black Saddle is now. And I went in there recently and I was like, oh my God, this place used to be Liquid 8. This is weird.
Which was a unique place for Green Bay.
It really was. And I remember we played July 4th and it was like a Tuesday, right? So no one came out and it really sucked, but it was fun nonetheless.
But a unique clientele, because one of my buddies always wanted me to go there. And it's like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, it was not the right place at the right time.
You're downtown Green Bay.
No, I think
you're right.
I think now, if we were to change it, that might be an okay place.
No question.
To change the operator, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Well, I'll let it go.
Hey, Dennis, let's talk about music, buddy.
Hey, right. How's everybody doing this morning? Holy cow. I don't know.
I mean, I got, you know, Jim, I got to give you a lot of credit, too, because I used to be in bands a long time ago too, and before this area, this it was a scary place to be at night.
We're talking about that. I mean, the bikers that used to hang out down here, they weren't the yuppie type bikers nowadays. They were
Everything about
bikers.
This area is fantastic, from lighting to, I mean, it's just a more inviting.
That was done. Yes. That's happening all over, and that's done to bring talent, to bring the creative class to your community, and you need that. I mean, people aren't. Like you said about the bikers, these weren't the dentists and doctors riding these bikes. These were people that, you know, God bless them, but we just need people to spend a little bit more money and a little bit more respect.
Well, and
you cleaned up
this side. You cleaned up Broadway. I mean, people forget it used to be not that good of an area. Yeah. It's really cleaned up. And, you know, I've lived here my whole life, but even when I was a kid, I remember going down both sides with my brother, and it was like, maybe we shouldn't be here right now.
Yeah. But and thanks for saying that, but there's some, I've done quite a bit of traveling, there's some unbelievable cleanups in this country, right? You go to Baltimore, Atlanta, it's like, oh my God, how did you, this is awesome.
Well, I moved here from Flint, Michigan in 1984.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I drank the water.
And I know, that's maybe why I'm like this. And but I hadn't been in Green Bay since 1974.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And it came back. I said, oh, my God. We're getting out of Flint. Thank goodness. There's the highest murder rate in the country. It was tough town.
Unemployment.
The
employment rate was
less. It was terrible. The auto factories closed down. Right. It was unbelievable. And I said, hey, let's go. You know, we're going to Green Bay. And I said, let's just get a house right around downtown. And we're riding through these areas. And I told my wife at the time, I said, oh, this isn't the Green Bay I remember. This has gotten scary. Yeah. And it was. That was a bad 10-year span, wasn't it, Jim?
It was.
There were some hard times.
And other mayors out there listening, you have to invest in those. It just doesn't happen. My kids would say, oh, this is a great city. I'm like, you guys, that just doesn't happen. It takes leadership, and it takes a lot of people, and it takes the private sector and some government money to make that transition. I'm glad we did that, and I'm glad you're part of it now.
And Todd's giving the sign of, like, let's hear him.
Shut up. Let's hear
this
guy.
We brought him in. You guys be quiet. We can hear you talk any day.
Yeah.
So the name of your group is called Age of Fable. Is that correct? So,
that is.
And are you going to play something from the group? Is that something that you do yourself?
Yeah. This is called Guillotine. And ironically, it was played
Excuse me, guys.
Australia.
Can't stay. Gotta go.
It's a love song.
Don't lose your head over it. Don't lose your head over it,
guys. It's a love song about how I hate life. No, I'm just kidding. No,
you're one of those guys, are you?
So emo.
Anyways, funny enough, I wrote this at 5 a.m. All right, here we go.
Sure got quiet around here.
Yeah. I know. It's because I used the...
Setting the mood.
I want to hear this song about guillotines.
Yeah, I'm scared. Hold me.
Okay.
You weren't a guillotine, cutting and killing swiftly. The crowd stares in amazement as your eventual end. is brazen. Moment silence, cut by a violent riot. Like a hot knife through the skin, you can't feel anything. Searing pain as I become your kindling. Adrenaline doesn't help. I can't breathe every last ounce of air is out. In a last-ditch effort to escape, I don't want to end this game. Everyone's a critic of the minutes I waste, but I wonder what they say to my face. They don't believe in what I have to say. They're full of it and that's fine with me. Adrenaline doesn't help. I can't breathe every last ounce of air is out. In a last ditch effort to escape, I don't wanna end this game. Cutting and killing swiftly. The crowd stares in amazement as your eventual end is brazen. Adrenaline doesn't help. I can't breathe every last ounce of air is out. In a last ditch effort to escape, I don't want to end this game.
Wow. Fabulous.
You had Dennis and I in the first stanza, you know, with the lyrics. It's like, whoa, listen to these lyrics.
I was preparing to defend myself the whole time.
you know what's funny? I'm a mood. When I, like, I always go to Hagemeister here, okay, and I'll either get Merlot or a Michelob Ultra or a vodka or whatever, depending. Like, when I walked in the other day, is it too cold? Is it too warm now for the Merlot? Because I only drink Merlot in cold weather.
Right.
It's weird how I'm, but that right there, that was a whiskey drinking song.
Well,
he drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink.
Also, exactly. I don't know if it's just me, but to me, it had that like 90s vibe to it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I'm a 90s kid.
Like a stained puddle of mud.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I might not be right down the right angle there, but my gosh. So has that song, is it out there? I mean, has it been recorded
it
out
has,
there?
It
Talk
has.
About that.
It's been out like, since 2020. We recorded. So we had the band had a COVID project because the world was shut down, right? So we recorded three albums and we did this like concept album of Ethos, Pathos, and Logos. And that was the first single off of Pathos. Yeah.
All three great boys' names. Just thought I'd say that.
You had Latin. Right. What do they mean?
Those are the three. Ethos, Pathos.
Hey, Jim had Latin.
That's not a prayer. That's all I know. That is not a prayer. That's where it stops. So tell me about the band again. Do you usually play with the whole band or do you solo?
Yeah, typically we are playing out. In fact, we just got a new bassist pretty soon, or last year. And so we've got shows lined up here.
Great. We're going to hear about when we come back. But dude. My question, do you play solo or do you always play with the band?
Yeah, I play solo and with the band.
Okay, all right, that's cool. All right.
What are some of the venues?
Anywhere that have us.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
But you got to do that. Remember we had that one group in here and we said,
never say no, right?
What's the one bit of advice, the number one, never say no.
Don't turn down a gig.
They played for Shots. What? Remember they said they split the thing and nobody came. It was like what you said.
Yep.
They paid them in shots.
Yeah. More people in the band than in the audience.
Yeah, right.
But I did. By the way, I'd take that job this morning. Working for shots, I would take that game.
Yeah, Todd had a rough morning.
He had a rough morning.
He's had a rough morning.
But it's not over yet.
No, that's right. It's 9 o'clock.
But you know what? I'll bet when you did that 4th of July thing, you gave the exact same performance as you'd give it as a full house, right?
Yeah, why not?
Because there's a pride thing with that, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, we're going to send it to a quick break. Chris Rogowski on the Mind of the Mayor live music series with Dennis Peterson from the Glam Band. Back with more right after this.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I want to take a moment to say happy birthday to Terry, a very loyal listener.
Very loyal.
He's got a birthday coming up.
All right.
So does Bob Dylan, and he asked for a little
nice
Positively 4th Street this morning.
Did he ask me to sing?
He did not.
He did not. He's,
yeah.
He's a regular listener.
But wait, he might just get it anyway.
Terry, who are you to tell me I can't sing to you on your birthday?
Sure, that's right.
Who are you?
Who do you think you is?
Great, great man. Chris Rogowski here, Mind of the Mayor live music series. Dennis?
So we were just talking during the commercial break that the music that you do is more of a I guess, progressive, if you want to call it that. And Mr.
Aggressive progressive.
Yeah. I still can't get over the word geeky, and I'm nervous.
We have a new genre.
That's not bad. Aggressive. I wrote that down.
Like that's called metalcore.
Right. Yeah.
It's like revenge spending.
Yeah.
But influence.
Yeah.
Yeah, influence. When I first started guitar, it was very much, who did I say? Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
But these days, it's more like Dream Theater stuff. And I don't write anything like Dream Theater. Oh, but
who could?
You know, they're really good. So I love them. And they're good stuff. Yeah.
If you like writing stuff in 17/4 time, good luck.
Yeah, right?
Nobody listens. You did something different. Like Jim was mentioned during the break here, too. You know, so often it's a music teacher. Because, like, you know, the parents, no matter what you do, that was so good. Yeah. And then after a while, you realize, well, they're your parents.
Of course they're going to say that.
But if there's somebody that has no skin in the game as far as whatever, and they say you are, man, that can make your confidence boost, right? Right.
Yeah, it can. It was my art teacher.
Really?
No, seriously. She's like, you're really good at what you do. And I was terrible at art, trust me.
Well, you weren't. She would have said that.
That's true.
I believe that, too.
Yeah.
And also, your photography is amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So you've got the touch, whether it's music or visual. Definitely. Yeah.
Remember what an influence you can be to someone, too. You know?
Well, that's just it. You know, I'm going to be 39 this year, and I'm like, I'm old, but at the same time, I'm like, hold on, I can influence, you know, 20-year-olds right now. Y'all are gray up
hold
in here.
Hold on to 39 as long as you can. That's not it.
No.
So it seems like you've been, ever since you were a kid, you've been kind of going your own path, so to speak.
Yeah.
Meh, at the school, but yeah, to the arts, you gravitated towards that. As a photographer, everybody's been saying you do fantastic work and what have you. Explain a little bit about what you do.
With the photography?
Sure, absolutely. Oh,
okay, yeah. So my main elements spell out BEAT, like BEAT, right? Which is bands, events, active, and travel. So that's kind of like the sectors that I like to work in because it's fun. Why not, right?
We got the BEAT.
Uh-huh.
You're very creative. That's awesome.
I try to be.
Mean, you can tell with the art, music, writing, it's all, you know, that same kind of.
And that's what it is. We're always asking, what's that button on the inside? That's what it is. You've got that whole thing, and you put it into different places.
Right.
Okay, we want to talk just one more quick time before you start playing
different
again.
Different income streams.
Yeah, right?
That's what he's doing.
Some more places that you want, or that you're going to be playing?
Yeah, GBUFO tomorrow, 6:20 with Lung.
We're at Pharmapalooza. The full band is at Pharmapalooza on the 7th of June. We're at somewhere in Algoma with the Coves on July 12th, and that's all I can
remember. Are you guys at Celebrate the Pier this weekend?
We're at Celebrate the Pier on Sunday.
Wow, that's going to be huge. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Weather's good.
Yeah. You're going to have a huge crowd there.
A couple years.
For that's once, a cool new little thing. Raining.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
It's a risky weekend.
I think a couple years ago, they had, I think, between 11 and 13,000 people.
That's awesome.
And there's going to be fireworks as well.
And they got the new little pavilion there type thing. And,
oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Voyager Park and the whole thing.
Get there early, see the bands. You know, it's a great family event. Always. And for the record, for those complaining about Celebrate the Pier, they only have 10 volunteers for the whole thing. So give them a break. Wow. You know, everybody wants national acts. Well, you know, the bottom line is they're not going to be able to make that happen with such few people.
Oh, yeah.
So to have us, we're going to do everything we can to put on a good show for you guys, no matter what. But man, support this, please.
Absolutely.
Please support it and understand that. Having these events are harder and harder to do as time goes on because finding people to do them from a volunteer standpoint, it's harder and harder every year.
Understood.
Applause for
that. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I will be in Freedom tonight. They have a great ceremony at the cemetery there, but they have horse-drawn carriages or wagons leaving the high school at 6:30, and the Cadence with the high school band all the way through. Wonderful program they do in Freedom. I'll be speaking at that one. And then Memorial Day, Monday morning, I'll be at Nicolay Gardens. They do a tremendous ceremony, and I'll be out there with a Gold Star brother who lost his brother in Vietnam. So that's where I'm going to be doing. That's at 11 o'clock on Monday morning.
And every city's doing something. Appleton, Oshkosh. Yeah. Just look at that. Because we talked about earlier, you got to do something to enjoy the weekend. So pick one of those. We have a couple things else in Green Bay, but it's all on their website. Yeah. So, all right.
Chris Rogowski, we're going to have you take out end the week for us, okay?
Oh, boy.
And we're going to be going off the air, basically, at 5950, okay? But you keep playing because then we put your entire thing on our Facebook, right?
Exactly. You bet.
And also, how do we find your music?
Oh, yes. Go to facebook.com/ageoffable.
FABLE.
Yes.
Folks, thank you for a great week. Dennis, always a pleasure having you here, my brother.
Thanks for letting me play with you.
Thank you so much.
I said that right.
And now, to bring us out, bring us into the Memorial Day weekend, Chris Rogowski.
All right, cool. This is called Dig Your Own Grave.
Another Bright to Cheery song. Family sing along.
Yeah, right.
Family sing along.
Dig your own grave just to say that you did. Then you pretend like you want to exist. Live for you and not lie for them. Everything is about you in the end. All you say is what you said to me today. I'm not surprised you didn't want to stay. Camp along the old sandy shoreline. You got 10 feet and then your problem is mine. Rain through the night keeps me awake. Despite the cold, I won't give in today. Live for you and not lie for them. Everything is about you in the end. All you say is what you said to me today. I'm not surprised. Didn't want to.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.